Well, hi, Oscar. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little tired. I just got off a plane last night, but other than that, I'm great.
No, I hear you. I got up yesterday with an ear infection, so I'm kind of a little bit under the weather myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's
Well,
fine. I took a lot of meds, so I'm kind of like
this will be a fun interview.
I'm like, did I drink a bunch of red wine? I'm feeling like I'm at brunch.
Oh my God. Okay, well, we'll keep it short and painless, but
Hang on, let me just make sure. Okay, sorry.
we're both in hoodies.
Yeah,
Very
I'm putting out
comfortable
the
today.
vibes. Yeah, I am comfy. I got my sweats on. I'm good.
All right, well, cool. I want to talk about real quick going into this challenge because the previous week on Restaurant Wars, you were front of house. They loved your dish. They were really high on it. How confident were you, sort of going into the end game here and going into this next challenge?
I mean, I feel like the whole journey, you're like up and down, so like you have to have like short-term memory. So even though we did good, it was like bittersweet, right? They're like, oh, perfect dish, whatever. But then we went to Greenville, so like it just feels weird, right? Like, you just got accustomed to home base at this like hotel, and you're like, okay, this is home, and then they're like, new hotel, new this. So I mean, I felt good. I felt like I was getting my footing. I felt like I kept being this close to winning. Then I would like dip to the bottom real quick. And I mean, it's just kind of the nature of the game. But I'm not gonna say it doesn't affect you, but you tried to not let it affect you for good or for bad. I felt like I just kind of was like, hey, that was yesterday or that was 2 days ago. Let's leave that there and then let's focus. Like, let's not ride on any kind of like, I got this energy. I mean, at least that's the way I felt. I was like, I kind of don't remember it anymore. The task at hand is the task at hand, and let's try to focus on that.
Yeah, it's actually a good point. Like, so much of the competition, yeah, it's cooking, but it's also like logistics. Like, okay, we're moving around a lot. There's a lot of parameters. I got cameras in my face. Like, did that sort of, can you prepare for that going into Top Chef? Or it takes a while to get used to?
No, that takes a while to get used to be honest. And I think I'm kind of like, I mean, I'm an outgoing person and all, but I'm also like, I need my time to like recharge. And I feel like you never really got even when we would go back to the hotel, it was like, all right, let's go eat something, maybe have like a glass of wine. And then you try, it's like, I guess the best way I could put it is kind of reminds me when I was a kid. And I was in school still, and like I hadn't done my homework, and it was Sunday already.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh God, all right, let's try to enjoy. We're like at the ball game, or we're at this, and then we're out at the mall. And then in the back of my mind, I'm like, I got a report that I've been putting off. That there's always like
Yep.
this thing in the back of your mind that I'm like, oh God, I know tomorrow we're gonna go right back into it. So like you're never really like just chilling. But yeah, I mean, I just always tried to kind of, I don't know, like maintain like this. And now that I watch it, I feel like I did, but I'm like, maybe I should have had some more, like maybe I should have taken in that energy and been like, step it up. But I think in general, you just try, for me, not everyone, I tried to just keep like a really even keel energy. I didn't want to feel too high, too low. I didn't want to get too chefy and be like, I was always like, I'm gonna be a team player. I want to look good on camera. I don't want to get frustrated. I don't, like for me, I'm like, I'm here for the experience. I want to see, I want to just kind of, I don't know. I didn't want to feel too like anxious about anything, I just felt like that wouldn't necessarily work to your favor. Cause like, I think like the first episode, it was kind of like, and I felt like, I don't even know what the hell happened. And we did well, but I'm like, that's not the energy I want to roll with for like a month or two,
Yeah, it's all a blur. It's like back to back. I can't imagine how you guys do this. Well, speaking of that, this episode that you go out, they sort of combine the quick fire and elimination. Does that make it more complicated, or like did that affect sort of the whole day more?
Yeah, I think every time they start telling you like we're gonna do this, you're like,
Here
okay.
we go.
And then this, you're like, okay, and then we're gonna roll right into this. Excuse me. But I don't know. I don't really think it affected. I think the things that affected are kind of like your own mentals and you start making some mistakes. Like, so for example, that when they tell you, like, hey, you're gonna go up, present your dish, and you're gonna come back down and cook your other dish, it's kind of like, okay, I mean, once you're in the kitchen, like, even, you know, when you're back at home, you're kind of always just working all day and going, you know, and you go from brunch in the dinner service or you're prepping and right into this. So it wasn't the worst, but because you're on this like show and it's like, you know, you go from the whole hog into the next thing and then restaurant wars. And then after restaurant wars, you're doing like, or before that, I don't know, you do like a thing and then you go right into like the desserts with the super fans. There's always like this twist. And that's what I'm saying, that I never tried to like focus too much on that, where I'm like, oh, like get let that energy affect me, where it's like the curveball or the hey, today I'd be like, oh my God. I'm like, I know it's gonna be something weird, so let's just go with it. But it didn't affect much. I think really just what happened there was, you know, you have like a bad cook. Like there was a, I remember we were using these like kind of small pressure cookers, and they bought some larger ones, and then I decided to use the larger one, and then it like took a lot longer to heat up, and I kept opening it. Like all these little things. So like the things I had become accustomed to, I kind of went away from it that day. And then I used like an, and then the other thing is you're in a new kitchen, right? So like every kitchen, and even in my restaurants, certain kitchens work a certain way, right? I'm like, okay, the oven here is amazing. This oven's not so good. These burners are crazy hot. These are a little bit lazy. And so you're figuring out all these things in real time. And I just remember, I think maybe the burners that I had, I don't know if everyone else had that, but they just seemed like, I'm like, I can't get this stuff to heat up fast.
So
Then
many
like these little things.
factors.
Yeah, these little things start adding up, then your confidence starts going burp, 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 burp. And then I spilled turmeric all over myself.
I
And so,
saw that.
yeah, I was like, oh shit. But you know, it's again, it's in the pacing. You're running around this tight kitchen, there's all these people, there's cameras, all this stuff, and like I had a bowl of seasoning and I hit it, and then I was seasoned so deliciously. I wish, you
It's
know.
the worst one to get on you because it's hard to get off.
Yeah, turmeric is no joke. And well, I mean, the worst part was that there was like chili in it. There was all
Oh,
kinds of things.
shit.
So like it was like kind of like burning my face, which on TV it didn't even look like I was like sweating or anything, but like I felt like my face was on fire
No.
from all the spices. So yeah, I was seasoned pretty hard. I think my dish kind of hurt from that. But yeah, all these little things kind of start just adding up, and you can kind of feel like, I mean, when I plated it up, I was like, all right, like, you know. But by that point, you know, there's been so many eliminations that it's like the margin of error gets smaller and smaller. When
Yep.
there's 15 people, you know, there's 15 different errors that could happen on everybody's, you know, per person. You could, everyone can have like their Achilles heel of the day or whatever it is. So you know, the further you get into the competition, the less and less you want to make any sort of mistake. But yeah, I mean, it's weird. You really don't know anything. Even when you're getting judged, you're kind of like, oh, was that bad or good? Like, I mean, obviously I knew it wasn't great, but I'm like, was that bad enough to be bad? Because then you hear other people's stuff and you're kind of like, oh man, like maybe I'm, I don't know. It's you're you
It's
never
a
really know what's going
trip.
on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Also, we
you never.
didn't. Sorry, I was
Go ahead.
just gonna say, we didn't talk about the budget either. That was like a factor, wasn't it? Because you could only get a certain amount of short ribs.
Yeah, so I think there was a lot of things. You know, one of the things I do remember is when they said, like, when we agreed that we're going to do a Sunday supper, I remember me being like, oh, we should all kind of like make our menu cohesive where it like follows. And they were like, no, let's all just do kind of our own thing. And I think in my mind, also, if you don't like, because I was, there was people that would ask a lot of questions and really kind of like focus a lot on me because I wanted to not get in my head, because I can be kind of like in my head a lot. I was like, okay, we're all making like our own dish. I have like a meat dish. And in my mind, I wasn't thinking like meat. I was thinking like a composed dish, right? Like I want like a starch, a vegetable, a protein. I'm like, everyone's representing their Sunday supper. Not like, hey, even though I knew it was like shared, but I'm like, I feel like everyone's out here for themselves now. You know what I mean? Like we're not working as a team. We're not working as like, oh, this is a restaurant putting on or a group of chefs putting on a dinner that's gonna like make sense. It's like where it's all pairing in a sense. Like everyone's just kind of doing their own thing. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna do like a composed meat dish. And then also because, I mean, the amount of meat that I had was so little, and I
I
was like,
felt
oh.
so bad for you. I was like, damn.
Yeah, and when I went to the shop, I was like, okay, I really got such little stuff, really, like a root vegetable, like I had so little, it was really just all into the meat. But the short rib, I was like even picking out the meatiest ones. I'm like, not that one. There's too much fat. There's like, I just really picked out the
Damn.
ones I wanted. Then I had like another backup pack. But I don't know. I really don't think that was the biggest issue. The issue wasn't like portion size, right? They were like just,
They wanted more sauce. They didn't. When you and Dwen were talking about the rice, it didn't seem like it occurred to Dwen in the moment either. Maybe like a little bit later. But like, did you think, oh, this is a grain? Should I put this here? Or like, you were deep in the cook at that point.
Yeah, no, it didn't. To me, I was like, I think I just need like a compose dish because I had some root veg and I was like, okay, but it's, I don't know. I just in my mind, I was like, look, I would like to eat a sancocho with some rice, a little bit of veg, a little bit of sauce, meat. Like that's the bite I want. If it's Sunday supper and it's mine and I'm making that's the way I'm eating it. So I didn't like, it wasn't like rice was the star component. So when they said it, I kind of started in my mind going, oh shit, this might be my day. Cause they were like, you made rice and she had rice. And I was like, yeah, but mine isn't a rice dish. Like it's not a rice dish. It's not supposed to be. In my mind, I was just making a composed dish. And I mean, we eat a lot of rice as well in, Latin America. And I'm like, white rice with like a saucy braised dish is kind of killer. So yeah, I mean, I didn't think that far into the challenge or the gaming or the anything. I was just like, everyone's kind of doing their own dish. We had done already so many group things, restaurant wars, this, where everything had to be kind of cohesive. And I think with this one, everyone's kind of like, hey, we're not trying to make like a menu that follows any sort of through line. We're just kind of all doing our own thing. And so other than the parameters of like the first course being like a small little bite, it was kind of like, hey, everybody on your own. So I was like, when I asked Dwen for the rice, it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna try to do a grain dish. I was just like, I just want to add something to the dish. But again, that might be my flaw. That's the way, I mean, even in my restaurants, like even I've noticed that even sometimes my small plates are very like little composed dishes. You know what I mean? I tend to put a lot of things and I like kind of that full bite, right? Like if someone just comes in and gets a nap, because as much as I love small plates or like apps, like I have gone somewhere before where some of the dishes, and like some of mine are like my crudos, there's just fish on a plate, sauce, that's it. Maybe like a little like pickled something on top. But I like people to get a good bite. I love that full bite. Like, I don't know, I just that's kind of the way I eat. It's kind of the way I was brought up. Like if you came to my parents' house, it was like you eat very well and then take some home with you. Like it's very like overabundance. It's like abuelita, like eat up, son. And I'm like, I'm already overweight, abuela. Like, I'm like, but they're like, eat more. You look hungry. Have two more tamales. So I think that's just one of the things I do is like I compose these dishes that are always like very hearty, very like filling. Yeah. But
Okay.
it didn't work out.
Oh man, I know we have to run pretty soon. I have two quick questions. One, was there anything from your journey on the show that you wish we saw or saw more of? And then two, would you ever do Top Chef again?
I would definitely do Top Chef again. I think okay, so the journey, yeah, I mean, I don't know, everyone there was like super cool, right? Like we all got along. I think everyone was competing on Top Chef and I was competing on like Top Comic. I was just like blah blah blah, like I
You
think my
won,
nervous
Oscar. You won.
I killed it. No, I think my nervousness turned into like turn. It's not that I wish everyone could see it. I would like to explain, I guess, or I found out that like not having a phone, not having internet, not being plugged into the world, digital world, like really being isolated from everything, I kind of turned into a person I haven't been in a long time, like since like I was like in military school when we didn't have phones or anything either
Right,
like
no, I get
that.
what you're saying.
Yeah, so like it's weird. Like without your phone in your face, you kind of go back to being like a normal person, and it's like I'm like naturally like a class clown. Like I was always the one that was like, if things felt a little tense, like I had to cut the tension with like a joke or something. It was for me mainly. We were like, maybe it seemed good for everyone else, but I'm like, this is for me, y'all. Like if it works for you, great. But I'm like, I'm stressing out. So let me just loosen it up in here. So that was the one thing. I mean, that was kind of cool to relive that, you know, hanging out with people with no phone. You're literally just having a conversation. You're not like texting at the same time. So that was super cool. And then as far as doing Top Chef again, I avoided it so much. Even when they announced, like I keep seeing the video of everyone being like, yes, I'm on Top Chef. And honestly, mine, I was like, in my mind, I was like, oh shit, they actually picked me. Like, I was like, damn, it, that's it. Like, I gotta go. Like, and even that, I was like, can I still bail out? So once I got on it, I realized, like, oh wait, what was I acting like this for? Like, this is an awesome experience. And now I don't wanna leave. You know, now I wanna like, I wish I mentally was ready for it. I wish I was like, yeah, I want to get on there and crush, because I think I was kind of just always processing everything every day. But I knew I enjoyed the experience from like day one. Well, like day three, maybe. I was like, all right, I think I got the rhythm of this. But yeah, I would definitely do it again. I'd love to represent myself in all ways, right? Like, not just like personality or whatever, but like even my cooking, and kind of be more focused. I also was in the middle of opening a lot of restaurants before going. So like kind of like my food identity was all over the board, right? I had just opened like a fine dining place, and then 6 months later I opened up like a pan Latin, like kind of entertainment vibe place. Then I opened up right before going, I had just opened up a taqueria that's kind of like just for the masses, you know what I mean? So like you, every time I open a new restaurant, I have to kind of disconnect from what I, it's like I have to become like a new person. When I was doing Little Bull, I had to be like, you know, there's the violin in the background. Da, 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 and I'm like, okay, brilliant food, this. And then with the taqueria and everything, it's like, okay, I got to get out of that mindset, because this is not the way a taqueria functions. I'm doing this really pretty stuff. And no, I got to make this more different. So I really was on the taqueria kind of vibe. And it was funny because I remember they'd be like, okay, what are you going to do? And I'm like, al pastor sop. And then even once I was doing, I was like, why did I, what am I doing? Why am I doing? I mean, not that I think that's a bad dish, but I'm like, I felt like everything I was doing was just so based off what I had just done. Like, I was really tapped in, because I was like in month three, maybe, of just having opened that taqueria and being there every day and working with those guys every day. So my mindset was just like on this style of restaurant. So yeah, I would love to do it. I think now I'm done opening things. Well, I just opened the airport, but that's done. And so I think now I'm like, all right, like I'm focused again. I'm like, it was a lot going on. Every 6 months I had opened something new. And at that time I was actually opening two things at the same time, the taqueria and a second Actun. So yeah, I mean, I think all that has something to do with it, right? Like, it's not like
Lot
Monday.
going on.
Yeah, it's not like Monday morning quarterbacking is, or like an excuse. It's just like, now that I look back, I'm like, it is kind of crazy. Because even people, when I came back and they finally found out, because I had lied to everyone, I'm like, oh, I'm going to the jungle in Mexico and I'll have bad reception, right? Because you can't tell anyone where you're going for 2 months. So people were like, oh, damn, in the middle of opening all those restaurants and all that, you went to go compete on Top Chef? And I'm like, yeah. So, like, you know, that it was a little bit wild timing, but I wouldn't change it. Like, it was an awesome experience.
Oscar, you did a great job. I think you're being hard on yourself.
I'm being so hard. No. And it really isn't that. I enjoyed it. When I watched it on TV, I mean, when you're there, you don't know anything. You're like, I don't know what's happening. But when I watched it, I was like so proud. Like, I was happy.
Okay,
Like,
good. Good,
it
good, good.
was cool to like relive it all. But you put everything in the context after you're gone, and it's like, oh yeah, should have done this or should have done that, should have tapped in. But at the end, like, I felt it was a great showing, it was a great experience. Would have loved to have stayed longer, but if they tap me again, I'm coming for everyone's jugular.